It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
On the road to Karachi.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. President Bush wraps up a very fruitful visit to India today. The U.S. and India set a timeline for doubling trade and struck a deal involving India's nuclear industry. Tomorrow, the president heads next door to Pakistan. Things will be a little more delicate and, quite frankly, more dangerous. Yesterday, a suicide bomber killed a U.S. diplomat near the American consulate in Karachi. But the president's going ahead with his visit anyway. Miranda Kennedy now on why this trip is so important.
It's seen as politically impossible for any U.S. president to visit India and not visit its nuclear rival, Pakistan. Especially this time, President Bush clinched a major nuclear deal with India yesterday. So some in Pakistan expect him to show up bearing gifts, says Amit Barua, an Indian journalist who writes on Pakistan.
Pakistan is a very important country for the United States in its battle against terrorism. And you don't want to lose a valuable ally by cozying up to another bigger country like India.
On Saturday, Bush is expected to offer Pakistan both economic aid to help it recover from its recent earthquake and trade concessions. It's just that suicide bombings like the one yesterday don't do much to encourage U.S. investors to knock on the door. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
If you think you get a lot of spam in your inbox, try living in India. A study from security firm Message Labs finds that email addresses in India receive more spam than any other in the world. 91% of India's email is spam. The study says Americans are still the biggest spammers in the world. We won't find out who's won the Oscars until Sunday, but we do know what companies won the product placement contest in last year's movies. Lisa Napoli has more.
George Clooney, Heath Ledger, Reese Witherspoon, feh. The big winner in Hollywood this year is Ford. Brand Channel magazine tallied up which products appeared in most of the 41 blockbusters of 2005. Ford figured into more than half of the number one films. It's no secret product placement is big business in Hollywood. Robin Roosh of Brand Channel magazine says the real mystery is how much companies pay for the privilege.
Typically, the company does not want to release those figures at all.
Roosh says some companies even deny that they pay for placement, while others just donate their products to get screen time. Coca-Cola and Apple Computer were the second and third most visible brands. I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
They say desperation is the worst perfume, but apparently the show Desperate Housewives doesn't agree. Cosmetic giant Coty is teaming up with ABC to make a scent based on the popular television show. The perfume's supposed to be in stores this fall. No name yet, but we like Wisteria. Oil prices are back up and stocks are down. The Dow fell 28 points yesterday to 11,025. The Nasdaq slid 3 points to 2311. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points to wind up the day at 1289. Oil is trading close to $64 a barrel today, and the dollar gained value against the Japanese yen. You're listening to Marketplace. It's Friday, time once again for the Job Files. Today, the spy who loved shopping.
My name is Ray Barone, and I'm a mystery shopper. Ray Barone is one of many names that I have. A mystery shopper is a person who is engaged by a company to evaluate the performance of its employees. The service, the personality, how quickly they bring your drink, how quickly they bring the courses of your meal. Well, in my younger years, I did act on the Broadway stage in very minor roles. But many mystery shoppers do not have that background. Many people who do this are housewives or retired people. It's a way to have some fun, and frankly, it's a way of getting a little retribution against customer service representatives who are very impolite.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management. HR. Leading people. Leading organizations. Online at shrm.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The doors are closing. Please step back. Wait, let me try again. The doors are closing. I'm just practicing in case my day job doesn't work out. The Washington, D.C. subway held a contest for a new announcer, and today is the winner's debut. Gretchen Cook has more.
Doors closing.
It's rush hour on the D.C. Metro. Hurried riders squeeze onto the train, jamming doors open and slowing down the whole system. Metro's Leona Agaritas says that doors closing voice is just background noise nobody listens to. To get them to listen up, she says Metro decided to search for a new voice.
We're hoping that this will encourage people to get on the train a little more quickly so that we can run more trains through.
Metro also asked riders themselves to try out. A few we asked weren't sure that would work, but some offered ideas about what might.
Get out of the way, doors closing.
Well, I think they should have either people standing there, like instructing people to go in, or the Japanese way, which is push.
We're going to crush your foot if you don't move. I don't
Metro probably won't go that far. Officials insist the search created so much buzz that the new voice will get more attention. It's low cost, too, because the amateur announcer doesn't get paid. Metro's Deborah Johnson says applicants didn't seem to care about that.
Bragging rights is all the payment that people saw to be sufficient.
More than 1,300 hopefuls from all over the country overwhelmed contest organizers.
Take 9, script 2. Due to track maintenance, we are currently experiencing delays.
Writer Teresa Perkins was one of them. She says money would be nice, but she's happy to take a little fame over fortune.
It's a really cool opportunity to, like, do a voiceover. It's just like American Idol.
The unpaid part doesn't sit well with Pat O'Donnell. She heads the local chapter of the TV and Radio Artists Union.
The professional community of voiceover artists try very hard to make a living with their voice, and to continue to advertise that this was for free devalued their craft.
10 finalists line up at a Metro station for a press conference to announce the winner. Perkins didn't make the cut, but most are just regular riders like her. The winner, Randy Miller, works for a local car dealer. Reporters swarm the newly crowned celebrity. One tells her she'll send a driver to pick her up for an interview. Another asks if she's quitting her day job. Miller says no, but...
Well, I would venture to guess I'm not going to get a lot of work done tomorrow because I'll be too busy running around and bragging.
Miller says she'll be riding the Metro the day of her debut to see if riders will heed her warning. And she gives us a little preview.
The doors are opening. Please step back so customers can exit the train.
In Washington, I'm Gretchen Cook for Marketplace.
Oh, well, I guess I'm just going to have to keep practicing. If you hear anything on Marketplace you'd like to make a comment about, send us an email, letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
In today's economic climate, there's only one.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.